This is the first of GLT's conversation with Illinois climatologist Jim Angel as we turn the corner on a new season. Although spring does not officially begin until later in the month, climatologists start counting the days of spring beginning the 1st of March. We'll be touching base with Jim again in early June for a look back at spring, but today a look at the winter season just passed. As a climatologist, Jim Angel does not look at individual days or events, but rather looks at trends in things like precipitation, temperatures. We had a pretty chilly finish to winter, Jim. Was this one overall cooler than we usually experience?
This winter actually finished up with a little bit of cold weather, but overall we've actually been warm. Both December and as well as January and February have been running on the warm side. So we actually finished out with being a couple of degrees above average. And in fact, we ended up being the seventh warmest winter on record. So that's those 3 months together. And those records go back to 1895. And it really was fairly well forecasted for a change because we had El Nino occurring out in the Pacific Ocean. So when that happens out there, that usually gives us milder winter weather. It affects the weather patterns over the Pacific, which affects our weather patterns downrange. And as a result, we typically get milder winter weather because of that.
Now, I've heard that this El Nino is stronger than the phenomena has ever been measured before. Can you give us an idea how strong this is?
Well, we've got good records of El Ninos from 1950 to present based on ship records and also satellite data. And this is probably going to be the second strongest on record. The 82-83 event was definitely the strongest, but this is a very close second and right up there with the 1997-98 event. So there's three really big events that have occurred with El Nino. And so this is definitely in the top three, depending on how you measure it. It comes off as either being probably about the second strongest on record.
Talking about measuring things, you said this was the seventh warmest winter we've had in history because of El Nino, and the temperatures have averaged, I think you said, 5 or 6 degrees above normal. That doesn't sound like that much. 5, 6 degrees, if my oven's off 5 or 6 degrees, I don't care.
Yeah, it is hard to detect a few degrees change, but what it translates into in real world terms is that we have far fewer really cold days. So this winter, probably the outstanding feature was that it wasn't that every day was warm, but we just didn't have a whole lot of cold weather. In fact, many places, you know, if they got down to below zero, it was maybe 1 or 2 days, and that was it. So that, you know, just a few degrees overall on the average can actually translate into some very warm days as well. We've had a few days that were in the 60s and 70s. So it's not that every day is going to be 4 or 5 degrees warmer. It's just that we kind of cut off the cold weather and kind of warm up the warm days. So,
talking with state climatologist Jim Angel about the winter season that we've just been through, we didn't have any days then below zero this year. How many do we usually get during the winter?
Well, depending on where you are, obviously in the northern part of the state, it's actually fairly common. You can have 4 or 5 days below zero is fairly normal. Here in central Illinois, it is a little bit uncommon. I would say probably on average, we get about 1 or 2 days per year that we would get below zero, but it varies quite a bit. There's been some years we hardly get below zero at all. And then 2 years ago, we actually saw a lot of below zero weather. So it can vary quite a bit from year to year. But on average, it is a fairly rare event.
Okay, big picture time. What are the main trends that you see continuing over this past winter?
Well, actually, there's two trends. One is that we've seen this trend towards milder winters occurring over the last 30 to 40 years. If you look back to the 1970s, very cold, snowy winters were kind of the norm for us. But here we get into the 90s and the 2000s and now the 2010s, we don't see that much severe winter weather. And so there is this trend towards milder winter temperatures overall. The other thing we've seen is this trend towards wetter condition, and that this winter was also very wet. We didn't talk too much about that, but it's actually, I think it was the 11th wettest on record, so much wetter, and most of that because of the rains that we saw back in December. So that's a trend that we're seeing, is wetter winter weather, and falling is rain rather than snow.
I'd like you to say wetter winter weather again five times fast, if you could, Jim.
I don't think you can do that.
So what do we see in the spring? What can we expect?
Well, if you look at the latest forecast from the National Weather Service for this spring, they're calling for what they, in the terms they use, an increased chance of above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. So that means they're seeing kind of this trend of the last 2 months of being on the warm side, and dry side continuing on into the spring. I would say historically their forecasts for temperature have been more accurate than their ones for precipitation. So I put more money on the warmer side of the forecast than I do on the drier side.
So don't replace my grass with succulents quite yet.
Not quite yet.
Jim Angel, state climatologist, thank you very much for joining us, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
We'll touch base with Jim again in early June for a review of the spring season. I'm Jim Brown, GLT.